and spotted Jeanette, I think, were found. And it is believed, Kutsi, they were killed earlier, but poachers were forced to flee the scene before collecting their loot. I mean, like, how do we find ourselves doing these kinds of things? Sitibulala thine with these acts. Yo, Babenubunga, so much thank you for coming through to our show today and making time for us. Now, we are talking about what happened in Tetomusha, and the damage is really ridiculous. Ngabe mhlawumbe, what are the long-term effects of Lomonaga Lolowendegil?
Well, Msakajwami, the issue of poaching has got a dire impact on tourism in general.
Mm-hmm.
More particularly when we talk about the issue of preserving our nature for posterity.
Mm-hmm.
Our future generations to come will not have the luxury of seeing the animals that we are destroying when we are having that lack of those that came before us, who ensured we would see the banana plant, we would see the tall blue and the tourists, when they come to our area, they are coming to see these animals. If we deplete these animals, tourists will not come, and if they don't come, we are a tourism province. As a tourism province, we rely, our economy rely on the people that come to our province as tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So we are reducing into the way on the Halabandu, the Utibe, the sponsors of it, the Mumana, Umasa Seko, Erebete, Babangeti, Bosses Nabu Putu, to Nabu Magu, to Vegeba Kone, we would say.
How do we prevent the destruction of our historic sites?
We funa kwekutsi sisebenzisane simiphakathi lehlubene ngani ngoba uma ukhuluma ngemthetho omusha as an example. Ngisho sicwiwe kulesifunda sakithi saseMpumalanga bese owunywa ngumphakathi 100%. We community democracy. We are a management authority. We are managing it on behalf of the community. Jehovah said, when they get when they be there, we told the band of Alcool, Banaka, Lamakaya, the river supporter, Aluze, income, Abasana, and my band of Babizana, Basashuana, Laba selfish.
Yeah.
But Cabanella Bono.
Now, uma sesibuka lamanye ma historic sites that we have, because we have a lot here in Mpumalanga, and it's something that we take pride in. What can we do as community members, as the citizens, ala in Mpumalanga, to preserve them?
The first thing that we need to do is to take ownership.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be viewing this historic site as site that belongs to certain people or that belongs to government. It is our history and heritage as the people of the province. And therefore, the protection, the safeguarding of any culture and heritage resides with the people and is the responsibility of the people themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So as a tourism province, a province whose economy is also anchored on the issue of people coming to see the beauty of nature that God has blessed us with. It therefore belongs our responsibility to jealously guard and protect these assets. So siyacela kumiphakathi yangakithi ukuthi asivikeleni lamagugu ethu. Asendeni isiqiniseko sokuthi siyabahlukanisa labo bantu labathi cabangela ngabodwane bangabeki interest yemphakathi wonke uhlangene. Kwenzele ukuthi lethi ndzawo thikhone ukugcineka umsakati wami. Inde sikhone ukuthi isende impilo ngale tourism besinayo.
Na kanjani? Sibonge isikhathi sakho and enjoy your weekend. That was the CEO of MTPA, Mr. Johannes Nobunga, talking to us about the preservation and protection of our historic sites. Kubaluleke kakhulu kabi. Sithembe ukuthi sivile nathi we will play the role that we are supposed to play, because whatever it is, let's do share lana siyishiyela abantu bethu. We don't want to leave things that are damaged for our children. Ukuthi baqale phasi bakhe before baqhubekela phambili ngoba lokho kudla isikhathi. Some George Benson, In Your Eyes. This is Rise FM.
See you.